Sometimes you find yourself asking the fundamental questions, like, what even is a hacker conference? What does that consist of? Who is it for? What are the goals? What should it be doing? And I had a lot of those questions answered when I attended the latest incarnation of the Hackers on Planet Earth conference. This is Jason Scott Talks His Way Out of It, a podcast about technology, history, and getting myself out of debt. Thanks to Jeff Atwood, Daniel Boyd, Larry Laffer, Guybrush Threepwood, Roger Wilco, Zach McCracken, and the hundreds of other supporters on Patreon and elsewhere who have been supporting me and helping me get out of debt. The Hackers on Planet Earth conference is an offshoot of 2600 Magazine, itself a sort of offshoot of the technological assistance party, TAP Magazine, which had conferences, monthly meetups, and of course, issues of a newsletter before imploding in the late 1970s. 2600 Magazine started in 1984 and reflected many of the goals and ideas of what a hacker periodical should be. Statements not just about technology and finding new ways to use it, but also the political, governmental, and societal structure around this technology and what that itself was having an effect on. You could easily find that an issue of 2600 could find itself covering how to play with a payphone or mess around with a Unix system, but also ruminate on systems that were in place and what their meaning was and where hackers could play a part in changing them. Besides the magazine, these 2600 meetings, originally in the Citicorp Center in New York City, spread nationwide and eventually worldwide, meeting on the first Friday of every month, where they continue to do so to this day. The idea behind all this is an understanding that the physical meeting of others contributes greatly to socializing, serendipitous meetings, and collaborations that can really bear amazing fruit. Over time, 2600 became a small media empire of its own, appearing in magazine racks, hosting a radio show called Off the Hook, and maintaining a list of all the 2600 meetings happening, hopefully, near you. But in the mid-1990s, 2600 took a risky shot and decided to host a hacking convention. There's a very big question as to what compromises a hacking convention versus any other technical conference you might find. In trying to put together collections of HackerCon videos on the Internet Archive, I've often just said that a hacking conference is a convention where if the speakers put a drink on the podium, and that's not a big deal, it's probably a hacking conference. It's held up as a pretty good rule of thumb over the years, and the 2600 conference called HOPE, Hackers on Planet Earth, sought from the very beginning to be a true hacking conference. Not just from the drinks, but addressing subjects similar to what was in the magazine. Technology, but also politics, how-tos, but also ruminations on society, and setting things up so that the physical meeting was as enjoyable as one would find online, where all sorts of things could happen. The choice of the Hotel Pennsylvania was an economic one. They wanted the convention in New York City, and the most inexpensive place to have it was in the convention rooms of the Hotel Penn. For the people who then experienced HOPE every other year in the 20 years since, that choice of the Hotel Penn had its advantages and its disadvantages. The advantages included that you were staying in the center of New York City, right in Midtown Manhattan. When you walked out of that hotel, you were in the city, the real city. Being able to go to a whole range of businesses, many of them 24 hours, and walk right back into the conference in seconds. You would have gatherings out on the sidewalk, and all manner of pedestrians and strange characters would walk by while you did so. The Hotel Penn had been around for a very long time, and this was reflected in the rooms. Entire wings were shut off and unused, and people would find them and wander around these ghostly locations trying to figure out what the story was. The rooms you were assigned could be very tiny affairs with just enough room for the bed and a desk, while others, for the same price, were entire Manhattan apartments with living and dining rooms and a single bed stuck into a corner. This unpredictability was in the conference itself. Subjects ranged in all directions, and audiences were engaged. I started attending HOPE in the early 2000s and found it one of the highlights of my year. Being able to give speeches that weren't necessarily aimed towards a new computer exploit or how to instruct folks on using a very specific piece of software or technology was a breath of fresh air for me. In many conferences, I would be a small group of speakers, kind of kept as spice on top of a rather bland buffet of very similar talks. The idea that some of us were talking about the nature of humanity, of what makes us what we are, and what technology can do to both contribute and remove those aspects, would make us popular as a speaker, but reflect more or less the idea of being the only glass of water in a desert. HOPE was never a desert. Winding groups of folks through tiny hallways, moving between presentations and events that were happening 24 hours a day, including a wide-open vendor and activity area where segways, robotics, lounge chairs, and soldering all made their home. So, with a transition of HOPE to a virtual conference in 2020, and then, after that, a return to in-person meeting, I wasn't sure what I was going to walk into. The HOPE conference had always been planning to move with the shutdown of the Hotel Pennsylvania. They chose St. John's University in Queens as the new home. All of this put traditions, long-standing ways of operations completely into the air, with a lot of opportunity for things to either go wrong or just be a disappointing shadow of what they were. The attendance was intentionally kept below 1,000 people, and yet they also packed the conference late into the night in nearly every hour, laying out odd and sometimes conflicting sessions happening all over the place, no doubt to seed where we would go going forward. At the opening speeches, I seized the podium to tell people what I believed transplanting any long-standing, tradition-filled gathering into a new location is an incredible risk. There's so much that people think of as being built into the very nature, the DNA of the gathering, and having it happen somewhere else represents an opportunity to become not as good, not as enjoyable, perhaps pleasant enough, but losing what made it special. 3 days of events, one presentation given by myself, and meeting dozens and dozens of people later, I can report there's a lot of great potential in HOPE going forward. The location is lovely, isolated compared to downtown Manhattan, but also feeling like a town, a village has been created for this event. Hackers and attendees wandering hallways, stopping to talk about whatever subjects have grabbed them, and moving in and out of the speaking areas, workshops, vendor hall, even outside. I sensed that for these attendees, everything was what they had hoped it would be. At one of the events that I hosted, I asked how many people were attending HOPE for the very first time. The number was easily 60% or 70%. This wasn't just a change of venue. This was a new generation of attendee. People who saw the value in assembling and talking about subjects and moving between conversations while going to events and diversions at all hours of the day and night. These folks saw value in the proposition that HOPE was making. I gave a talk about VHS digitization and the worlds and lives that I'd discovered, nothing you haven't heard before. But it was well received, and I felt like the room was really built for good presentation. The AV team was completely on point. The slides presented on a bright, beautiful projector. The seats were comfortable. The audience was engaged, and I could hear them while also making my voice heard. After my presentation and through the rest of the conference, people pulled me aside to ask additional questions or clarifications on subjects, or even just to let me know which of my other efforts they had been paying attention to. It was warm. It was friendly. It felt like a solid foundation. And that's good, because I don't see myself going to many more hacker conferences in the foreseeable future. I was never interested in the industrialization of the hacker ethic. I don't have an overriding interest in computer security as a business, occupation, or subject to talk about. And while there's incredible communities out there who I love to talk to, my disconnection with drinking culture and lack of employment in the security discipline doesn't make me feel overly welcome in other examples of the hacker conference genre. I wish that there were multiple places like Hope happening within reasonable travel distance of me. I'd go to all of them. I enjoy, more than anything, walking the hallways, the outdoor paths, and running into folks who either I admire or who admire me, and sharing a moment. Some of my finest memories have involved conversations, dinners, and sitting on hotel lobby furniture, chatting with people. That's the soul and the heart of why I even go, and it looks to me like Hope has a real chance of thriving where it has now been planted. This is Jason Scott Talks His Way Out of It. Thanks to Josiah Lusher, James Bakoyanu, Mark Pilgrim, Emilio Oliveira, Ernie Hershey, Michael Rubin, Craig Talbert, Dileep Reddy, Sean Kelly, Trixie the Cat, John Sturm, Eugene, Martin, Sembiance, and Anonymous, along with the hundreds of other supporters on Patreon and elsewhere who have been supporting me and helping me get out of debt. Hope is at hope.net. They have a wonderful collection of archives, and I've really enjoyed interacting with this team, both behind the scenes and in person. They look at it not as a business, but as a service, as using their skills of organization to make the world a little more fun, a little more enjoyable, and leaving behind a world smarter and more curious and inquisitive than how they found it.